The celebration will kick off at 12:30, beginning with the Irish Pet Contest. The parade will begin at 2 p.m. starting on the corners of Benton Avenue and Commercial Street, and will come to an end at the Patton Alley Pub on South and Elm. This year's Grand Marshal of the parade is Phyllis Ferguson. She is the councilwoman for Springfield Zone 1 and the Chief Operating Officer of Mexican Villa Restaurants. Ferguson is dedicating her position as Grand Marshal to her late grandmother, who was Irish, and will wear her grandmother's green glass beads at the parade.
I think the thing about the St. Patrick's Day Parade is that it's for everyone. To me, the St. Pat's Day Parade is sort of symbolic of all of the people of Springfield.
According to the parade's website, there are 8 contest categories, including Irish costumes, pets, musical entries, and floats. Parade co-founder Dave Trippi said one of the original goals of the parade was to make it a people's parade and to unify North and South Springfield.
We try to run a parade that would not only help the commerce of downtown and Commercial Street, but also tie the two parts of the city.
Trippi said one of the way parade organizers met this goal was to make registration and attendance free to the public. According to the parade's website, registration to participate closes at 1:30 p.m. on the day of the parade. The celebration of the Green Isle continues with an award ceremony at Patton Alley Pub after the parade. For KSMU News, I'm Ashley Gergen.